Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, y'all, how beautiful are my feet? Well, that's what the scripture says. Swollen, yep. Stinky, of course. Large, darn it. But beautiful, are you kidding? Why would Paul, the Apostle Paul, say something like that at all? Well, I'm going back to what Matthew states that Jesus said. And if your hand or your foot causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. This is Matthew 18, verse 8. It is better for you to enter life crippled or lame than with two hands or two feet to be thrown into the eternal fire. I always talk to people and they say, well, the Bible's literal. Okay, literal. I see people here with two eyes, two hands, two feet. So why didn't you cut them off? There are some times the Bible is figurative. Okay, but it's making a point. And it's talking about the extremities. You know, the things at the end. Because if the things at the end are beautiful, like our feet, it means the whole thing is beautiful. So beautiful are the feet of those who share the good news. I think Jesus is trying to get through to our minds and clearly state what he wants us to do as Christians and living our Christian lives with him. But to take that first step in Christ with beautiful feet, what do we need? Faith. How many times does the Bible tell us that faith comes from hearing? You know, y'all are here this morning. I'm preaching to the choir again because you're here to listen. Faith comes from hearing. But I don't think it's bad for us to hear that message again, is it? You know, verses 8, 9, and 10 from our Romans reading, I think, are really important to us to study today. Verse 8, but what does it say? The word is near you in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we proclaim. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that Jesus is raised from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. Now, I've preached here many times on we confess what we believe and we believe what we confess, right? And then I always turn it in, we sing what we believe and confess, and we confess and believe what we sing. That's why, to me, music is really important. It really is. Because many times, that's when we clearly state the word of God. That doesn't mean that they're all easy, but the thing is, there's a lot of stuff in the hymns that are important. Now, here's the thing I think it's important for us. If we're sharing the Word of God with someone else, okay, Shirley, I'm going to use you as an example. Good morning, dear. So if I share the Word of God with Shirley, she hears, right? So faith comes from hearing. But what else happens? I'm confessing, right? It's coming out of my mouth. Do I hear it? Mm-hmm. Faith comes from hearing. Whether somebody else is saying it, you're saying it, as long as you're confessing, the word of God is in you. It's in your hearts and it's coming out. One of the things about Psalm 51 I love, and you know many times, create in me a clean heart, O Lord, and renew a right spirit within me. Not away from your presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. We used to sing that every Sunday. Isn't it beautiful? Isn't that why we're here? But yet, that's a confession of faith, isn't it? And if we confess, we're hearing. If we confess, the Holy Spirit that is in our heart is coming out. Do you realize they stopped singing that 30 years ago? Yeah. Well, it all depends on what hymnal they're using. It is, and it's a beautiful song. Yeah. Well, I'm not. But the thing about that I think is important is that when we confess, we're also strengthening our own faith. You know, I've preached on my dad before. He's a baseball coach. Okay, played professional baseball. Grandfather played professional baseball, and I didn't have the talent. Boy, I shouldn't have the talent. But he was the possessor and the reservoir of little sayings. And many ones I have quoted, especially in here, is, if we live in fear, we fear to live. Well, he was talking about batting. I mean, if you're afraid to bat, then, okay, you're not going to make it. Yeah, you get out there and you do your best. But I think that's just as true today, especially when we look at COVID-19 and the effect that it's having on our society. If we live in fear, we fear to live. You know, can people get it? Yes. But look what happened in the Spanish flu, 1919-1920. Okay, what was it, 19 or 20 million people died from that. There are more people that die from the flu, and the flu season's getting ready to start, than from COVID-19. 150,000, we're not even 1%. The flu every year is 4 to 5%. All this stuff really gets, well, I'm digressing. Sorry about that. But I think it's that belief in Jesus' word. One of the things that I wanted to share with you is right after the part that we had in Matthew. You know, Peter, after they say, "Here's your ghost," and Peter answers him. This is verse 28. "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." And this is after they said, "Is it a ghost?" And he said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat, walked on the water, and came to Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and began to sink. He cried out, "Lord, save me." And Jesus immediately reached out his hand, took hold of him, saying to him, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" Well, doubt, isn't that something we all deal with? You know, one of the things, Christians, we are human beings. We are sinners. And there's always that voice in the back of our head that says, is this really true or not? If it wasn't that, you know, we wouldn't be human. "I know that my Redeemer lives. What comfort this sweet sentence gives." Easter hymn. You know, because I know that he lives. Peter knew that it was the Savior. Gets out and walks on water until he got scared. If you live in fear, yeah, they got all wet. But the thing is, I think it's important. Look what happens when you believe the word of Jesus. If you have faith in the word of Jesus. So Peter believed in that word of Jesus, got up and walked on the water. But then fear kicked in. Have you ever failed at something because you got afraid of it? Oh yeah, we all have. I have. So if you live in fear, you fear to live. All right, here's the important thing, my friends. How do we overcome fear? I think when we listen to Jesus, our faith grows and takes us outside of the fear. It is creation in our hearts of Jesus empowering the Holy Spirit that's in our hearts. At the time of your baptism, the Holy Spirit enters. But many times we build a brick wall around it. Well, we don't want you to come out. And Jesus says, come. He said it to Peter, come. He says it to the Holy Spirit, come. And it comes out of you and starts to work. So it overcomes us when we're fearful. And as the Bible tells us, it's our belief in things unseen. Faith is not seen, is it? The resurrection of Jesus was not seen by us, at least. It was by other people. And as Galadriel, I'm in the Lord of the Rings right there. It's Paul's teacher in Jerusalem, and all I got is the wrong name in my head right now. But as he said, if it's from man, when they were trying the apostles for preaching the word of Jesus, if it's from man, it'll fade away, but if it's from God, it'll last. And that trial happened 2,000 years ago. So folks, have faith, have belief, have doubt, but let the Holy Spirit work with you and overcome that doubt. So my friends, my brothers and sisters, take that first step with your beautiful feet and share the story of the salvation of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So let's go and tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is, not was, but is, born. Amen. Amen. May the beautiful feet of our Lord and Savior help us to have faith and keep our belief in our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. And let me get over here and get my sacks and I'll play with you.